The dynamic duo, Aumatangi Gabriel Paese and AJ Sia, who make up the fresh sensation group Ozki, have released a crowd-pleasing favourite, Whangata na Ngalo Oi, masterpiece penned by the talented Pesita Lesa Leotua Nai and produced by Gabriel. The single was paying homage to Pesita, a jam to groove along to, embracing the beautiful Samoan language whilst mending broken hearts we've all experienced. Aumatangi Gabriel Paese Sia joins us now in studio for Tala Noa. Mā roso I whālau tō whā, Aumatangi, and thank you for joining us.
Tala whālau, ma'a, it's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Hey, and thank you again for your company this afternoon. Well, firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself, young man.
My name is Aumatangi Gabriel Paese Sia. Obviously, my brother's name is Ngalmalmana AJ, and we are the band Ozki. Born and raised in Wellington, lived in Samoa for a long time, and now we're back home and trying to pursue our craft, our music.
So yeah. And,
I'm just buzzing out. It's actually really good to finally meet you. So didn't realise how good looking you were.
Hey, must be those Pororo jeans. And,
it's a Wellington thing.
Yeah, hey, and your one was the Tawa jeans there, right, mate? It's good, it's good.
That's it. Nah, thank you so much for having us. It's been good. Really happy to be kind of releasing new music again and working on new projects. So it's exciting. It's really exciting to be able to release this new song that we have coming out. So I'm looking forward to it.
Nice. Tell us a bit more about the track, Whangata na Ngalo Oi. Tell us a little bit about the themes and, you know, how you guys came across the song and that.
The song itself is, it's always been one of those crowd pleasers. We'd play the song, it's been one of our favourite songs to play. We just love the song. You listen to the lyrics and it's just such a beautiful song, beautifully written as well by Lisa. So it's always been one of our crowd favourites and a song that we just love to listen to. And we just decided to, you know, one night we were sitting down and just decided, like, man, we should maybe try and give this a go. And we recorded it and here we are today. So it's such a beautiful song. Hence why we're releasing it, and we hope everyone else feels the same way when they listen to it as well.
Tell us a bit about Ozki, the name, and how the band started.
So we've been around for just over 15 years now. We originated in Australia. 2007 we originated. Our dad actually came up with the name Ozki because we were born and raised in New Zealand, grew up in Australia. Ozki was kind of formed then. So you've got Oz, which is Australia, and Ki is obviously Kiwi. And we formed Ozki. That's how it all came about, was through our dad naming it. And 15 years later, we're still going.
What's the sound, or, you know, when you say describe Ozki sound, what is that?
Ozki sound is, it's a fusion between, you know, you've got your old school sound and you've got your Pacific Samoan sounds. Mm. And we've kind of formed or merged the two together, and it's given us quite a unique sound. I think a lot of people will be able to say the same thing. For us, we were kind of known to people as the band that reminds them of Samoa, or the band that reminds them of home. They'll listen to us and they'll be like, man, all I can think about is Samoa. And it's kind of brushed off on a lot of people and a lot of our listeners as well, with our sound. That's how it's kind of been ever since Ozki's started.
Some of the inspirations for yourselves over, you know, like getting into the music and that. Well, who are some of your heroes of music?
Me personally, just like every Samoan, you know, you start off in church or you start off at home, you know, if I go pese loku, things like that. That's where it all started for everyone. And that's how it started off with us as well. We were singing, singing our pese lokus at home or in church, our youth. And then it kind of escalated to singing at weddings, getting forced to sing in our family gatherings by our parents. You would know that. Every islander would know the same thing too. And we've always had the passion for music. Our bloodline, our families, so our grandparents, our great-grandparents were musicians as well. Our family are also the Five Stars, yeah, to name a few. So that's it's always been in our family, and we've kind of always wanted to, you know, continue, you know, that music bloodline and the whole journey of being a musician. And we've been blessed.
Man, with such great musical genes in there, do you think, you know, there's a bit of pressure that, you know?
Oh, of course. You know, there's always that pressure. You know. There's always that pressure. And then, you know, the pressure, the biggest pressure for us is actually our father, is our dad. You know, he can't sing, but he's got the perfect ear. You know, he'll tell you what to do. So he's been our biggest pressure. But then our musical side is mainly from, I'm going to say it's from my mum's side. My grandfather was a composer for a lot of the E Whakasā, you know, music stuff like that. And that's been the biggest inspiration for us. But the pressure's always been there. And trying to withhold and, you know, maintain the standards. It's been tough, but we're still trying. So there's always pressure with anything that you do. Yeah.
Aumatangi, for yourselves, it's not just Samoan tracks, but you also release tracks in, you know, in English, Whakaperetānia, intentional for yourselves. You didn't want to just be known as, you know, a band that, you know, just does Samoan songs.
I strongly believe we're a band that, I mean, if you can do Palangi music, then do it. If you can do Samoan music, man, do it hand in hand. I don't think there's really a limitation as to what you can and can't do. We love our you know, mainstream Palangi music as well, so we try and carry the both together. Even up till now, we're still trying to do, you know, the same thing, but still carrying our same audience. If it means, you know, if we can expand our audience to more of the Palangis, and then, hey, you never know, they'll start listening to our Samoan music, and, you know, that's us showcasing Samoan music. You know, Samoan music is the best. But yeah, that's just how we see it, and it's how it's always been for us anyway.
What is it that you love about, you know, being a muso, being a performer, but also at a live gig and that relationship as a performer to the audience?
Yeah, it's a totally different feeling. I think for us it's just being in that vibe and that moment and knowing that you can actually, for us it's making a change or a difference to someone's, you know, emotions. If we can sing a song and we look at whoever we're performing to and let's say they have a tear in the eye, or it brings, they start thinking, they start reminiscing of, you know, the past, then that's the best feeling for us.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, you've got the current track, Whaingatā Nā Ngalo Oi, upcoming releases or gigs on the way in 2022 or 2023?
So we've got quite a lot of exciting new projects in the pipelines, a lot of new things happening as well with us. And I guess you'll just have to wait until 2023 to see what's in store for Ozkie. But we're just, for this year, the remaining of the year, we've got a few projects that we'll be releasing. Just to finish the year off, and then we'll keep you guys, everyone, updated as to what's happening in 2023 for Ozkie.
Nice. Where can we find more music and good things happening in the Ozkie space, please, Aumatangi?
So we our music is up on all social media platforms. For any inquiries, you can check us out on, you know, your normal social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and our music is available on Spotify, Apple Music, everything, you name it, it's on there.
Aumatangi Gabriel Paese Sia from Ozkie.